Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows, and the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast, episode 3. I'm Joe.
I'm Joe.
And that's...
Ethan.
Hey! It took him a minute. Forgot to change the camera to himself for a second, but we got there in the end. Happy birthday.
You good?
Yeah, how are you?
Hungover today.
Yeah, I wonder why there was no registrar when I got here.
It was a difficult journey here. The train stunk.
So it could have been the train out, is what you're saying.
And then I just decided to put a black top on today and you've slagged it off.
I just said it's a bit, it doesn't stand out. Look at this, by the way.
Oh,
look,
round of applause.
Look at the Sloppy
we
Joes.
We've got ourselves.
We're giving away five Sloppy Joes t-shirts in this podcast to people who've emailed in.
So well, at the start of the script, I've just got admin to do.
Really?
So here's the admin.
Go on then.
We're launching a Patreon. Okay. Round of applause. Ethan, clap. Good lad. And we're doing something pretty special to launch it. We've created a thing called the 500 Club.
Yeah.
And it means the first 500 people who sign up get £1 membership a month for life.
Yeah. For the rest of your life, it's only cost you a quid. This is for the top sloppers.
Yeah.
This is for the slopmeister generals. This is for the slop daddies and the slop mamas. This is
slop grannies.
The slop granny content that you've all been looking for. So what do you get?
You know it's a bad day when you're on the granny stuff.
So what do you get for being a patron? You get 2 extra episodes a month of the Sloppy Joes podcast. You get access to the forbidden tapes, previously recorded episodes of Sloppy Joes with producer Cam. This is before Cam was even born.
3 of them as well. 3 hour-long ones.
3 hour-long podcasts. And you also get access to what is the jewel in the crown of any Patreon. No one is doing it the way we're doing it. The Sloppy Joes feature where Joe McGrath tells you stories of when he shat himself.
He can go for a while, that.
And he shat himself
a hell of a lot.
So if you want to see those and more, pause the video right now, head down to the Patreon in the comments, become part of the 500 Club, help us out and get loads of extra content, loads of stuff, any behind the scenes stuff as well, any live shows that
we'll do some live podcasts as well. We'll do some live podcasts as well that only patrons we have access to in terms of like us being here live. Maybe some booze will be involved, tops off kind of stuff. That won't go public. That's a Patreon exclusive. Yeah. And you've got to be quick because those 500 will go so rapid. Yeah. So yeah, Joe said, pause the video, get on it and join the Patreon.
Become a top slopper.
So that's the Patreon bit out of the way with. It's now time for Breaking Joe, which is just us chatting about our weeks.
Yeah, well, you've got a lot to tell me about, Joe, because I've got some text messages from you that I need to read through.
Okay.
You've had a big week. You've had a fucking big week, Joe.
I just got boozy, right?
Stop, what are you reading?
Basically, I went down to London.
Right.
That was great. I met Wingfest guys. Wingfest tickets coming soon, by the way. They're given away on this show. They're going to give us some VIP tickets for you. Wing Festival is basically a massive chicken wing festival. London was wild, but loved it. And then last night, we all went out. I made some food, some tacos. You were there for a bit.
I came around for a couple of tacos, didn't I?
You liked them, didn't you?
They were really good. Them proper Instagram tacos. You know the one where it's like, you've got the beef and then they fry it, but then you put the taco in like the beef juice.
Oh, God.
You fry that, you fry it all. So Instagram it hurts, but you know what?
It was
absolutely delicious.
It was so... Ethan, you can come next time, mate.
Oh, thanks, mate.
And then you
came around for a couple of hours, right?
Yeah.
And I left because I was going out for a meal, right?
A curry, to be precise.
I went out for a curry, right? I get a message that is simply a picture of a Jaeger bomb. At this point, I know things have gone downhill because it's only 9 o'clock. I text back saying, I've eaten so much food, I can't move.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then I get a text back some hours later that says, all good, we're going west. Which, if you don't know, means shit has hit the fan. Then I get another text some hours later that says, Daryl is swallowing pennies for fun. Yeah. What?
Do you know what it was?
Daryl's swallowing pennies now.
Daryl will come up a lot in our stories, so get used to him. Daryl was my old flatmate, and for some reason he got so pissed. His party trick is that he can swallow pennies.
No. I have to stop you there. That isn't a party trick because everyone, if they wanted to, can swallow pennies.
Yeah, it's
that
true.
Isn't unique to Daryl. Daryl's party trick is being so mad that he's willing to swallow pennies. As I said, my party trick is he's having heroin. It's like, no, anyone can have heroin. You doing it is the trick.
It's mad. He was swallowing 5p's and pennies. And he even got, I think he nearly attempted a 2p, then I told him to stop. People like egging him on. Other people that we didn't even know.
Piggy bank. Piggy
he was going round. Do you know?
Have you ever, piggy bank.
Have you ever been to? Have you ever been to like a wedding or something where they got the magicians that go around to your tables?
Oh yeah.
He was doing that, but to people
who
didn't know.
How many doves has Daryl swallowed? That's my question.
Flying out of his ass.
What else can you pull out of a hat? 5p?
He's got around going, he's not got any pennies on
I
here.
I then got a video, and I don't know if we can show this.
We can't show the video, but he's fuming that took the video.
Daryl shirtless, sporting one of the hairiest four bodies, which isn't a word. Like a forearm, but a four body.
He's hairy man, isn't he?
He's hairy from collarbone to pubis bone, this man. And he's swinging his shirt around above his head, singing songs.
Yeah, and you can probably play the audio, because he was singing Pump It Up.
He's barely singing the words. He's so bloodied, Joe.
He was.
No wonder you're so hungover today. Daryl's got about 40 quid in him.
Yeah, yeah.
In your ear.
He's like a fucking cash machine.
Daryl, if you squeeze his bollocks, 5p comes out his arse. Why did you let Daryl swallow so much money?
I don't know, but he loves it. He absolutely loves it. Do you think that will pass through his bum?
No, the guy's got gallstones written all over him.
What does that mean?
His appendix is gone. We know that.
So is mine, episode one. Go back and watch it.
The gallbladder is gone. That could get stuck in any sort of nook and cranny. You might have to have them removed.
If any doctors are watching again, obviously, Ethan had a bleeding arsehole last week, but now my mate swallows pennies, so best thing he can do. Do you think like a Rennie would help him?
A penny Rennie. That's what we need.
Yeah, so I'm very hungover today. So I've seen these two have got to carry the show. Are you ready for that, Ethan?
Yeah, always am. I always carry the show.
He's getting way too big for his boots,
you know,
isn't he?
He's getting so big for his boots. Last week, he kept doing the train joke again.
Yeah,
like,
he loves it.
Probably got trapped in a train engine or something. You're like, Ethan, he loves it. He loves it. Look at his face. He loves the status of it. Everyone loves Ethan. That's great.
Also, as well, just a chat about my personal trainer. Now, this is...
Going well, is it?
It's just keeping me on track.
Right, here's what I need to say to you, Joe. And I'm not, and this is not trying to be like fat shaming.
You are going to be fucking grim now, aren't you?
How long have you been seeing this personal trainer for?
Yeah, but the thing is, right?
No. Just say, when was your first lesson with this PT, roughly?
I'm sure it was like November.
It was November. That is May, no, November, December, January, February, March, April, May. That is 7 months ago. In what way has your weight... fitness, BMI changed?
I could do more press-ups than I ever could before.
You look exactly the same.
I do, but obviously I eat food for a living,
right?
Which is weird job. So yeah. If without him, I could be even bigger.
Could have ballooned. I'm not saying you're big. I'm just saying you're the same.
We've started a new routine, which is worrying.
Right. You are
my PT
so
trains me in a park, right? PT in the park, and he now shortens my sessions.
And like your haircut's getting shorter every week.
Shut up!
You said that.
He shortens my sessions to the point where we do it for an hour, and it was 40 minutes yesterday, so he can take me for a pint afterwards.
So he's going, yeah, we'll just do 20 minutes, 2 pints in a pint and some macaroni cheese. Like, at what point is this just going to be you going on a date with a PT?
It really is that. But I'm just quite a nice guy to have a pint with.
You know, we're meant to do PT in the park for an hour, but he said, just come around to my flat for an hour. That's, you know, just still wear your shorts.
Big four
cans
of Stella.
Wear your shorts. Wear the tight shorts you've got.
Yeah.
And we'll do some PT in my bedroom.
I'm going to have to say I can't do pints anymore after this PT.
Yeah, because you're eating all the calories you've just burnt.
There's a lot of water in beer, though.
Yeah, but there's still calories. Still like 180 calories in a pint of beer.
Do you worry that? Because they say like beer's like 96% water.
Mm.
So where are these calories hiding?
In the 4%.
That's mental.
Yeah, it is actually, isn't it?
To think 4% of the beer is carrying 180 calories.
I know.
Imagine if you just had a pure 4% calorie.
That would be 100% alcohol. And it would be very high calories.
Ethan, how was your week, mate?
Yeah, not too bad. Been a busy one. Went home to Newcastle last week. Hey!
Back up north! On, Ethan, he's come back. There was a guard of honour at the train station. Right there. Slop
open
Joe's,
top bus.
Sloppy Joe's going around holding his trophy. Whee.
Loves it.
How was it?
Yeah, what'd you do?
Returning hero. Did they all love the podcast up there?
Well, actually, I don't know if any of them know about it. To be honest,
he doesn't tell anyone else that he's on this podcast.
So
is
quiet,
he?
Isn't
go on. So, what? Where'd you go?
Well, went on my first ever double date. That was quite
wow.
nice.
Wow.
Well, I've been admired.
He's quite like you got a really. Pull the stories out of Ethan, don't you?
Yeah. He just shows you the end of the story, and then you have to do a lot of pulling. He's like a party popper of a man. Yes, the string's hanging out, but it ain't going to pull itself. No, it's not. What happened on this double date?
Well, my friend's got like a side of shrimp with his steak. And do you know how much that side of like a shrimp tail cost? It was pretty remarkable.
This is the most Geordie thing ever, isn't it? Not whether he had a good time, not who went, not where he went.
About?
Just straight to guess how much the shrimp cost.
How much? Right, 6 quid. 8 quid.
No, so the steak itself was £32, I think.
Fucking
and
hell.
The shrimp tail as a side was an extra £19 on
what?
Top.
What? That's 19 quid for shrimp.
That is a lot, actually. That's more than I thought. Where did you go? Harrods?
I can't remember what it was called.
Yeah, don't
but
plug
it was,
I bet it's like Miller and like, Carter, isn't it? That's a shit all. Can I ask you, did you then split the bill evenly or did they pay for their 19 quid shrimp?
I wasn't going to fucking pay for that. Yeah.
No, we made a standard. I had a bruschetta and a pint of tap water. I am not paying 51 quid for you and your shrimp.
How big are these shrimps? Because I thought shrimps were small.
A tiny? Aye, proper wee. Proper wee.
Proper wee?
Yeah.
He overjoyed then. Have you ever been on a double date?
Yeah, a double date. But me and Becky are all right, aren't we? I mean, we and you, we went to the pub. It wasn't a double date, really, but...
We always went to the pub.
Just get on and chat, don't you? I never got shrimp for 19 quid, though.
Imagine. You get all your food for free, then, don't you? You tell me the right story the other day. How many kebabs did you get for free?
What? About 6. Yeah, but I was feeding family and that.
Yeah, but it's not about who you were feeding. It's how much they gave you away.
But to be fair, the place didn't know I was feeding family. So they just served me 6 kebabs.
I do
get an extra one. Because it's like a kebab. It's not really a proper kebab. I don't know why I whisper, they're not hearing me. I get like an extra one for the drive home.
Do you?
Do you do that? Do you do...
Well, you have a road bab and then a home bab.
Do you do, like when you go to Mackey's or something for the drive through, or if you're having a takeaway, do you get a little extra something just to get you from... The journey, A to B.
When I was at uni, right?
Yeah.
I used to live in Salford. And there's a little plaza that has a Subway, a Co-op, and a Greggs. Now, that Greggs, I'm not saying it was rough. And this isn't like, I'm not saying it was rough, but this is true. That Greggs had a bouncer on it. 24/7, there's a bouncer at the Greggs. You fucking watch your mate with them sausage rolls, pal. Honestly, there's a bouncer. People nicking yum-yums and shit.
Oh, I love a yum-yum.
Here was my routine 3 times a week. Into Subway, footlong BMT, meatball pot on the side, right? That's already nice. That's already too much food. I would then leave Subway, walk across the plaza, into Greg's, and I get a steak
really?
Bake.
Have you eaten your Subway yet?
No, that's
no,
in the bag.
Oh, you're gonna go
I'd
it.
Get a steak bake and a chicken and jalapeno pizza, and I'd eat the steak bake and jalapeno pizza on the walk home, and then I'd eat the meatball sub, the BMT and the meatball pot at home.
That
so I'd have
insane.
That as my walk. It was about 4,500 calories.
That is
and that's just lunch. And I'd have that 3 times a week.
That's great.
Best days of my
yeah,
life.
Yeah, great days,
best
aren't
days
it?
Of my life, Joe.
I'll be back in a heartbeat like that.
Take me back. Well, I won't have many heartbeats left if I did go back. No. The arteries must have been clogging the hell up there.
Imagine. Sometimes after a long week.
It got to a point when I knew the DJs on Subway Radio. That's how bad it was. I was like, oh, yes, Andy's on. Get him.
Texting him.
Welcome to Techno Hour with Danny on Subway Radio. Loved it. I had a favourite DJ. Oh,
that's mad. I love that.
Good stuff.
Do you have a... Can you fit a foot long in your Ethan? I bet you can't. Can you?
Yeah, I can fit a foot long in me, Drew, yeah.
It doesn't look like you could eat much.
No.
Well, you remember from episode 1, I had a...
He loves callbacks.
A yard of beer.
Yeah, you didn't finish it and you threw up.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, remember back to my exploits of drinking a full yard of beer, Val? I didn't finish it. I was sick. But other than that...
Busy, busy show coming up, Joe. We've got lots to get through. Loads of emails. Loads of our lovely features that we adore. It's now time for the 9 out of 10 club.
Yes, man.
So, I mean, you can explain.
The 9 out of 10 club is because you give everything a 9 out of 10, no matter how good it is or bad it is. You just think, I love that. So you give everything a 9 out of 10. But what we do here is really dig into what is a top food.
Yeah.
So we, each week, me and you take it in turns to declare something 9 out of 10, and the other two have to agree, and it's entered into the 9 out of 10 club. And if they disagree, it's not going in.
We've changed things up a bit this week because me and you are foodless.
Mm.
There's a man in the corner.
This is provisionary. It is Ethan's week on the 9 out of 10 club.
You muck this up, Ethan.
You get one chance here. If you come in with something mad... I don't know what this is. He's been to Sainsbury's. He said, can I do the 9 out of 10 club this week? And we went, yeah.
So do I need like a dramatic build up?
Right, yeah,
so,
do what you need
right,
to do.
Hit the dramatic music.
I'll get loads of work.
Yeah, edit that in.
This product that I've brought with me today, I had for the first time in America, and it was
It's not sunstroke, is it?
No, it's not.
Okay.
And it got gifted to me by my Dutch friend. So it was at a football club and he was the goalkeeper. And he coined this...
all necessary information.
How did he show up where he
doesn't
played?
Matter that he's Dutch. Doesn't matter that he's a football club. Doesn't matter the goalkeeper.
Did
keep
he have his gloves on when he handed it
don't
to you?
Don't worry about it. Keep telling us. Got gifted by a Dutch friend who's a goalkeeper.
In America? This is mental.
And he said to me, he called them sex biscuits, right?
And are you about to bring to the 9 out of 10 club Viagra? Hey, try these sex biscuits. They're just small blue biscuits. And they make you knob. What? What do you mean sex biscuits? He was trying to chat you up.
No, so basically, Joe, the idea was is that this product is as good as sex. And that's how...
Okay.
But I never had this product before, so I actually thought it was called sex biscuits for quite a long period of time. Until when I was telling people, they went, they're not fucking sex biscuits. They're Stroop waffles.
Whoa! Is it Stroop? Is it
Stroop?
You've definitely got Nick 9 out of 10 next week.
Not sex biscuits.
Pass the test.
Stroop waffles.
I thought you were saying...
That was
thank you very much. I'll get this open. Stroop, but they're not sex biscuits. There.
Stroop waffles. You smashed it.
This is better than I ever thought it could be. And this is good as well because everything we bring is only one of them.
Oh, shit. Do the you know what? They are good, these.
Right, go on. You go first, Joe. And have you ever seen it where people get these? Like a round biscuit case, anyone has never seen it. And they get them and they put them on top of a hot cup of coffee.
Ooh.
And then they let the steam from the coffee just melt it a little bit. Just allows the caramel to sort of wane and wander under its own steam.
Oh, man, I can't get over the...
Oh, wow.
It's beautiful, isn't it? they're not sex biscuits.
They're Stroop waffles.
Listen, they are stunning. How often do you have them now? Because you got introduced to them and do you have them a lot now?
I go through, like, phases, Drew, so I could, like, you know, I go through a... couple of packets in a week on some occasion, so like go without it for a while. It'd been like a month or so, but I thought, oh, that would be quite special to bring on.
Yeah,
I love it. I love the background story. It's the first one that's genuinely had emotion. It's had theatre.
Could win an Oscar, that story.
It's had friendship, could win an Oscar. It had a lot of information we didn't need, but actually, looking back, we needed all of it because we needed the fact that it was Dutch because I think these are Dutch, aren't they?
Yeah,
they're Belgian.
I think so.
They're Belgian.
Sorry.
So... we need to just get into this. Are these 9 out of 10?
The Netherlands. The thing with these is, and I hate doing this, because I love Ethan.
Yeah.
I would linger around a 7 out of 10 mark for a Stroop waffle. I think they're really nice.
But quite rich, aren't they?
And who, be honest, Joe, who is eating Stroop waffles? No, you never see them. Right, Ethan, tell me why, your final push as to why this should be in the 9 out of 10 club.
Right, well, like you said, maybe it's not eating enough, and perhaps we can persuade the general population that this snack is indeed worthy. I also feel that it's quite versatile. If you were to pop this in, like, a microwave or whatever as well, it gets really, like, you know, like, proper gooey in the middle, and that's nice, so you can have it a little bit harder. You know, it's
do you like it hard really or soft, Ethan, usually?
I quite like it soft, but if I don't have a microwave, I'm happy to have it hard.
Yeah. So childish.
It is so childish.
So childish.
I'm just imagining a podcast in Holland where a guy, where the producer brings in a rich tea and goes, who's this British lad who introduced me to these biscuits?
Orgasm cookies, they call them. I was walking around calling these things orgasm cookies. No, that's not an orgasm cookie.
That's a rich tea.
I'm going to leave this up to you here, Joe.
What?
I'm going to say, for me, it can't go in. I love the story. I love that you brought it to us. But it's just not 9 out of 10. It's 7 out of 10. It's good, but it's not great. It's so tied at 1-1. No. Ethan's a yes, I'm a no. Joe, you're the decider.
It's so tough, this one, because the bite is beautiful.
It's a good
and
bite.
It's delicious. And there's a bit more to it because there's the gooey middle. The outer's nice and firm. You get the crunch. And like Ethan said, you can put them in a microwave. They're diverse.
diverse. You can either have it not microwaved or microwaved. Like it's a paintbrush.
Yeah, but you said you saw a friend put it in a coffee. That's diverse.
Okay, no, actually, I take what I just said back.
But I don't, because if this goes in, it opens the door to a lot of other biscuits. Mm.
This opens the door to Bird's Eye potato waffles. This opens the door to toastable scotch pancakes. This opens the door to, I mean, all sorts of just regular waffles. This opens the door to too many things for me.
So I'm going to have to say, no, it's not in the Ethan. I'm sorry, Ethan, but can I just say, unbelievable effort.
Yeah, really, really proud of you.
I absolutely loved it, but it just didn't make it into the 9 out of 10 club.
I understand. Sorry, I'll be better next time.
Well done, Ethan.
Is it going to be next time? Yeah, well done, Ethan.
Yeah, there'll be next time.
So, do you want to do an agony bants before Joe versus Joe?
Yeah.
Because we got an email in the other day, which I adored, and it was titled, Agony Bants, I Need Your Help.
Before we get onto that, if you send in your agony bants, the one that we choose every single week will be given a free T-shirt. So, send in your agony bants, and if we read you out on the podcast, you get a free T-shirt with the Sloppy Joe's logo on it for you to wear at your leisure. Yep. So send them in to sloppyjoespodcast@gmail.com. Link is in the comments. Send in your problems, and we will sort them, whether it's someone's left you, someone's found you, someone won't leave you alone. Do you know what I mean? We'll sort out your problems. High or low, big or small, sloppyjoespodcast@gmail.com. Agony bants, free T-shirt.
This guy wants to remain anonymous. So Ethan, what should we call him?
Clifford.
Clifford's been in touch. He says, hi, Joes and Ethan. I've got a thing about doorbells. It all started...
Ding dong.
It all started when I was 15 years old.
Right.
And I was getting down with it, losing my virginity.
Oh, my God.
At my first lover's house.
My first lover? Why is he acting like he's in his 60s?
As I was getting to the final stages of the rough and tumble... And I was just about to finish.
No.
The doorbell went.
No.
Now, every time a doorbell goes off, I simply can't control myself. I'm brought back to that moment 15 years ago.
Yeah.
It worries me when I enter a stranger's house to see that they've got a doorbell there.
Everyone's got a doorbell.
No, I don't have a doorbell.
What do you mean it worries you? Of course you do. Doorbell.
I'm worried that I'd be in a normal situation, family party, barbecue. The doorbell goes off. And I lose myself. My partner...
What does he do? Does he enter the euphoric state?
Yeah. Oh. My partner really wants to get one of those ring doorbells, but I'd worry I'd simply explode if I...
Oh, no! Oh, God!
And she doesn't know about this worry.
How does she not know about it?
I wouldn't tell my... If I had a thing about doorbells, I wouldn't tell Becky.
Ding dong, indeed.
To make things weirder, the person at the door when I lost my virginity was breaking the news to my ex-partner that their, that their cat was killed by a mob.
What are you laughing at that? What are you laughing at that for? Jesus!
No,
it's hilarious. That cat's been squashed.
So, how can you help me? The doorbell game has really upped its... How can you help me? The doorbell game is really up since I was 15 years old. And Ring have changed the game, but I haven't changed my ways. Clifford. Fantastic.
Well done, Clifford. Thank you for mailing in,
what's,
mate.
What's going to happen here? I don't know why there's a bit about the cat getting run over by a moped.
This is incredible.
In the co-op.
This is incredible. So what has happened here, for anyone who hasn't quite got it, is this man has been conditioned into becoming aroused when he hears a doorbell. And I've never heard anything like it, Joe.
It's insane, isn't it?
Yeah. So basically,
this is
like Pavlovian conditioning, isn't it?
Yeah, with the dog.
This is Pavlov's dog. This is Pavlov's knob.
If he...
In this occasion, right? This is... What we're dealing with here is a Pavlov's knob situation, right? I think the Ring video... Here's what we need to do.
Doorbell's getting loud now as well.
I'll tell you what, Freddo's cost more than they used to. Match of the day's on too late, and aren't doorbells loud?
Yeah, because it must be intense for him. Like, if he's nervous all the time, that a doorbell might go off.
Yeah, and you can get, like, tunes and stuff these days.
Oh, my God. What about those restaurants that instead of shouting order, they have a doorbell?
Oh, my God. Ding. Wow, imagine. If he goes in on a busy service.
My local curry house has a doorbell.
Yeah.
So when the meals are ready, what do I have curry now for lunch? Imagine. When the meals are ready, bing bong, he must fucking...
I think there's only one thing you can do, personally. I think I'm all about honesty, openness with your partner.
Yeah.
I think we get the Ring video doorbell.
Yeah.
We tell her about the situation. And not only do we get the Ring video doorbell, we use it as a sex aid.
What?
Yeah. So he's at work, all of a sudden, ding dong.
The Amazon man.
The Amazon man's in.
How'd you get turned on by the Amazon man?
And then, oops, next thing I know, what's happened? And then they use it as like a sort of foreplay throughout the day.
Nice.
By the time you get home, bring the Ring video doorbell into the bedroom.
Yeah.
Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. See what happens.
Happy days.
Do you know what I mean? Because yeah. I think that's how we get over this.
Yeah.
We need to flood his mind with ding dong.
I thought what he could do is wait till the missus is away, lock himself in a room with a doorbell and just get over it. Just keep ringing it until it just doesn't mean anything to you anymore. A bit like torture.
But it would be considered a form of torture, yeah.
But you just got to get over it.
Do you think?
You make the doorbell annoying, not arousing.
Yeah.
Crikey.
Yeah. But what if he gets addicted to it? What if he can only ding when the doorbell dongs? My question.
Ethan, Ethan, you need your help here, mate.
Have I ever been aroused by a doorbell? No, I can't say I have.
What would you suggest for this guy, for Clifford?
He's struggling, poor Clifford.
He's laughing. You're laughing at him.
Get the piss out of him.
We'll never get any more in if you're laughing, Ethan.
Sorry to Clifford. I'd perhaps recommend, you know, like when some people get slightly alarmed at like loud events, perhaps he could like have a pair of headphones that can calm him in those situations.
So you're just saying for the rest of his life he has to wear earmuffs every single day?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good point, actually. Maybe not outside, just when he's in the building.
If you're in someone's house, you're wearing earmuffs, it's weird. Just keep up to...
It's weird, yeah.
Yeah. Keep up to date with Clifford. Clifford, keep us up to date with what happened.
I think you've got to turn it into a positive. Use it as a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a good idea.
Put the ding-dong in ding-dong.
Lovely. Thank you. And if you've got an agony bounce, what is it again?
Send them in to sloppyjoespodcast@gmail.com. If we read it out, you get a free T-shirt. It's as simple as that.
Easy as that. Thank you, Clifford, and his doorbell. Bit worried about this one. Joe versus Joe.
Yes, play the music.
Joe versus Joe.
It's tense, this music, isn't it?
Thank you.
I know we're in it and we love it. It's very intense.
It is, yeah. It
and like I said, thank you. Like, tense is simply a compliment and it couldn't have ended the conversation. This music's tense, isn't it? Thank you.
Thank you.
Because tension...
I found it. I found the music.
...is everyone's favourite emotion to feel. Love it. Carry on.
You're in a 2-0 lead. If you don't know what Joe versus Joe is, we ask each other questions on our specialist subject. If you win that week, you get to carry your specialist subject through to the next round.
I've won the first two.
And
it's best of 12.
Best of 12.
With a forfeit. If you lose, you got to wax that back. Let's see the picture again.
Go in last week.
It did go in last week because I put it in, so...
Did you?
I did, yeah. And if anyone didn't see it, it was only on the screen for half a second. Go back, watch it, and you've just seen it.
I was going to put a picture of your... Do you know when I said to put a picture of your arsehole? I was going to take a picture of me. Do you know when you put your little...
Chicken wing?
No. If you just picture that bit. Looks like an arsehole. For the audio listeners, I was putting my hands together and the crack in my arm looks like an arsehole.
I think that's a you problem, to be honest. Not everyone looks like an arsehole.
Yeah, it does. Put yours... Oh, I suppose you... Never mind.
But you're going to get your back waxing if I win. If I lose, I'll get a back second crack.
That's insane that you're going to go back second crack. But who knows, you might not win. You're on week number 3 answering questions about the Beatles. I lost on Peter Kay and Snow Patrol.
Yeah.
And
this week, what are you going for, Joe?
Garlic! Especially something like garlic. I love it. Can't get enough of the stuff. Love it on bread, in pasta, raw, confied. Was that confied?
Yeah.
So what should we do? What way should we do? Should we do Beatles first?
Yeah.
Okay, Ethan. Let me get the questions up on my phone as well so I can keep an eye on it.
So I'm answering for the 3rd week on the Beatles. These better be tough at this point, Joe, because I'm sick of talking about the Beatles. I don't know about everyone else.
Yeah. Go for it, Ethan.
Question one.
Of the band, who could speak Portuguese?
Wow.
Nice. So of the Beatles, who can
so I've got 1 in 4 shot here.
Yeah,
it feels like the sort of thing Ringo Starr would have learned.
Okay,
Ringo Starr.
None of them do.
You are you don't say next. You are a dickhead, and you fucked
what,
me
you,
over.
No, you said
of the band, which one can speak Portuguese? None of them. This is what you've sunk to, isn't it? You are a disgrace. You lost 2 weeks in a row. You don't want to get your back waxed. So you right. What's the next one? What's Paul McCartney's son's dog's brother called? What litter did he buy it from?
Ask the next one.
What year was Paul McCartney's mum born?
You're getting closer.
Yeah, I bet I am.
I think if you kept guessing, you might actually get...
What's John Lennon's coordinates right
You're
now?
You're very close there.
What?
Go on, ask it, Ethan.
Question two.
What year did John Lennon pass his driving test?
This is a fucking stitch up. What year did John Lennon pass his driving test?
It's famous. It's famous.
Oh, is it famous?
It is famous, yeah.
Right, so I don't
know. I was able to find the answer.
Oh, so therefore it's famous.
Yeah.
Just because the information exists, it is therefore famous, is it? That's well known, isn't it?
What year?
I'm going to say 1957.
Oh, 65. Next one, Ethan.
This is a disgrace.
I've sent... Yeah, go on. Say this one. Go on.
Okay.
Just don't say isn't, because obviously that's a typo.
Yeah, I was thinking that. I've clocked that one this week. Last question. How long is song Let It Be?
How long is the song Let It Be? I need minutes.
All right, 5 minutes, 48.
4 minutes and 1 second. Zero. Loser.
You are a knobhead.
Loser.
You are a knobhead.
Yeah, you asked me questions about the Black Eyed Peas last week. My topic was Snow Patrol. Sort your head out.
You didn't even know he was in the band.
Sort your head out.
Who comprises Snow Patrol?
You didn't know he passed his test in 1965. Famously bad driver, John Lennon. Famously bad. Right, garlic, hit me up. Can't wait for this.
These are real questions. I feel like an idiot now.
Come on. These are real questions.
When did John Lennon pass his driving test? I ought to be sick on you.
Probably one of the most famous people to pass his driving test. And you didn't know.
You ready for the garlic round?
I think so.
Okay, question one.
Podcast say that?
There. That is one thing you only get with Lumber Joe's garlic round.
Question one. Which country produces the most garlic?
You know, the Italians love it, but they're only a small country, aren't they? So I'm going to go with China.
Joe, what is this? Why are you giving us this, the Italians love it, but we're not going to go with that? The Americans, they would die for garlic.
I wanted China.
It simply could not be the USA.
China, one point.
Some poem answer. Yes, it's China. 1-0. You've won.
I get garlic. Buzzy, what's the next one, Ethan?
Do you even need to do these last two?
Yeah, I do. I want him. Quick fire.
The second question, true or false? Garlic is part of the Allium genus?
True.
Correct. Next question. Which famous philosopher once said, garlic bread, it's the future. I've tasted it.
Gary Lightbody.
Hey,
from before.
Peter Kay.
That's correct. Yes. The full house. Well done.
3 out of 3. The comeback of comebacks.
Yeah, really good that.
I'm going to absolutely storm it with garlic. Get in.
Yeah. You are dead meat next week, Joe.
Joe versus Joe returns next week.
I'm going to get a new feature this week.
Okay.
People at home are quite simply loving Ethan, Joe.
Yeah.
You know it. I know it. He's there. Look, he's at Ethan, let's see your face. People love that face.
Someone said he looks like David Moyes and I can't get it out of my head.
So this week, for the first time, and Ethan, I need you to cut to my camera when I say it, we bring you Ask Ethan.
Nice.
Love it.
Do you want music under this one?
No, it's fine. We're just going to bring Ethan some of the big questions, some of the things that are going around on social media that week, because he's a mind unto himself. He brings answers that no one thought the question had even been asked. No. So what will he do when we do bring him?
I don't even know these questions either.
You don't do.
I'm excited to see.
Right, question one. We've got 3 questions. Question one, Ethan, if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Great question.
Ooh, that is a good question. I would probably like whenever you like touch things, they turn to gold, and you can like sell them for loads of money and that.
No, you've not heard that story about the Greek god who had that
power. Yeah, Midas.
Yeah, and he touched his kids gold. Your kids gold, isn't it? Then.
Yeah.
Sell for quite a lot, wouldn't they?
Why don't you just wish that your superpower is that you know how to make loads of money rather than some awful affliction where everything you touch turns to...
It's not even that good of a superpower, is it?
No, you could have had flight.
Yeah.
Think how much money you could make.
Invisible.
What would you do with it, Ethan, if you could be invisible?
Well, what wouldn't they do, Drew? I might like...
What do you mean, what wouldn't I do? You wouldn't be getting your fucking passport photo done, would you? That is one thing you won't be doing.
Nah, can you can turn it on and off.
Yeah, but he said, what wouldn't I do with the invisibility?
Yeah, but when he gets his passport done, he just turns it off.
So therefore not using the superpower then, eh?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
What would you do with the superpower? Not what would you do when it was turned off. What would you do with the invisibility? Well, when it was turned off, I'd probably go around the shops, get my passport done. What would you do with it?
I'd just probably, like, sneak into, like, good events, like, top events, like, I don't know, the Oscars, like, sneak into, like, a spaceship or something, or, like, go to the moon or something.
Sneaks into a spaceship, hasn't got any of the gear on because he's not an astronaut, just up in space, fucking out on a spacewalk, head explodes immediately because he's got none of it, never done the like 5G tests, never done any planning whatsoever, doesn't know how to be an astronaut, he's snuck onto a spaceship, and then all of a sudden, imagine, just as he gets outside the fucking thing, he just goes, bang, visible again, fucking hell, an alien! No man, I'm not an alien, I've just been invisible for takeoff.
Check my passport out. I can go up.
Look
some
at
space.
This. So you'd sneak on and be an astronaut.
Right, that's nice.
Why don't you just wish to fly? Because then you could fly out of space.
Yeah, but I guess it's the same problem. I wouldn't be able to breathe. I didn't think about that bit.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure you can think of it.
Question two. What's your biggest fear?
Great question.
Ooh.
And not like a dark one, like losing all your loved ones.
It's 28 car pileup. What was your biggest fear?
A house fire, like Top Boys. Remember that? Do you remember that series? Oh,
I didn't watch it. It was too sad.
I always have like a recurring bad dream of me just floating away and just like non-stop. Do you know what I mean? Just like...
What, like...
Like the guy from Up?
Like, well, like I'm just here, then I just float away and I like float into like... space and I just can't come back home.
Can
and
Ethan, can I remind you your answer to question one? You'd use your invisibility to only go to space in secret where you would inevitably just float around.
So in this dream, you're just doing something normal and then you just start lifting off the ground and you're away. Do you like, do you remember in Harry Potter where he makes his cousin go big? Are you like big or are you just still the same?
No, I'm just like... Everything I've ever known is just back at the planet and I'm just floating away and I can never get back and it's just, I'm floating away and I can't stop.
That's one of the saddest sentences I've ever heard.
Question
three. If you eat yourself, do you disappear or do you double in size?
Great question.
What's going through your head?
I'm just thinking how that works. No, because I guess like all the bits of my body go into my stomach if I'm eating myself, but then I have to eat my stomach, but then where does my mouth go? Like,
it's so true.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if it's possible.
Do you not? I could guess whether it's possible or not.
Yeah.
And say it's not possible. No, you've got to eat your own mouth.
What bit of you, Ethan, do you think is the nicest bit of meat? Do you know what I mean? Like,
that's a good question. Don't answer. Don't say the obvious thing, please.
Say have it. A bit of class. Say what comes to your head.
Like, what's the meatiest part of my body?
No, what do you think would be the nice part of your body? Do you know, you get different cuts of steak. What's your best?
What's a prime Ethan cut?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Say it.
I was going to say, like, the biggest part of my body, I've got, like, a hernia on my thigh that's the size of a golf ball, so that would be, like, the fattiest bit.
Can I see it?
Yeah, I don't mind. You can if you want to.
Yeah, can I
come around here? Yeah. Come now, get Ethan to come around here.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to take my trousers off.
No, do it off camera.
Do it off camera.
Yeah, I can take my trousers off camera.
Yeah. I will react to it.
Right, Ethan, permission granted to take your trousers off camera.
Check everything's in the right place.
Yeah, put your boy.
So Ethan's currently off camera?
Ethan is currently right there.
We're not going to show it because,
he's about
to
show his hernia. Oh, my God. What is that? How's that?
Size of a golf ball.
What
is
that?
Absolutely
the hell? Where's that come from?
I was playing football.
Go back to you.
Sorry.
If you ever do a live show, he's getting it out, isn't
he? He is getting that hernia out for the Patreons.
You were playing football.
If you want
hernia.
To become a patron, you get to see Ethan's hernia.
Wow, that's mental. And it wobbles.
It wobbles. It's like a jelly golf ball underneath his skin.
That's one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen.
It's not that disgusting. Ethan, how on earth has that happened?
I was playing football and I just... stretched to win the ball, and then it just popped. I don't know.
What happens, Ethan, when you're getting like down and dirty? Does it wibble about?
I've never observed. It's never seemed to bother anyone. The doctor, when I showed it to him, he went, do you want to become a thigh model? And I went, no. And he went, well, we're not going to operate on it then.
What a dickhead doctor he is. You want to become a model? No, well, you leave that fucking shit face.
Who only models your thighs as well?
So if you want to see Ethan's thigh for whatever reason, you want 2 extra podcasts a month, you want to hear the famous Sloppy Joe's feature where Joe tells you stories about times he's pooed himself, head over to our Patreon, link in the description, and become part of the 500 Club, where the first 500 sloppers get £1 per month for life.
Incredible value,
that. There's also loads of stuff coming up. Discounts on merch, discounts on live shows, loads of amazing stuff. They will not last long. I can tell you that much.
Yeah.
The 500 Club will not last long. Head over there now to make sure you are one of the 500 Club, the original top sloppers.
The original slopper army. I've got some people's emails in. Should we get through them? Yeah. People have been getting in touch with us, just asking us little questions and just seeing what we all think of this. This one's from Steve. Steve says, Dear Joes, thank you very much for the podcast. Loving it. Can't wait to be a full-time slopper. Whenever you need me, I'm here for you. I can also do your big shop if needed. Well, that was weird.
That's a bit weird, isn't it? Big shop?
You can do my big shop for me if you want.
How big is your big shop?
Not too big.
Is it not?
No, nah, we just sort of like bulk buy.
Have you got on bulk at the minute?
No, nothing. We need a big shop soon. We've got a big shop. So Steve, if you fancy it, need a big shop. I'm just wondering about your embarrassing stories as a teenager. You look like you've got loads, so please share. Right. Have you got anything you want to share?
I think you should go first.
I'll tell you what was pretty embarrassing. I've got loads, so I think this one's quite funny. I was did a little bit of acting when I was 16 to 19. Loved it. The theatre. My highlight, or one of the highlights was, I was at this theatre and no one else was that keen on doing any of the big plays, and I was loving it. I wanted to do everything. So I was Macbeth. Yeah, it was great Macbeth. Loads of shouting and sword fighting and that. I was also, what's the one with witches? Oh, the other famous play about witches, The Witch Trials.
Couldn't be that good. Wicked.
Yeah, I was... I was in Wicked, but One Man, Two Governors was gonna be my day.
Is that like Two Girls, One Cup, but for Asian screen?
No, it's about one guy who gets himself into a predicament where he's got like two masters at once, and he's got to try and juggle them both without letting the others know that he's got two masters. Right. He wants more money; he's greedy. There's a bit in it, right, where I've got to fight myself. Weird, I know, but it's because I've got myself into a pickle. So this is 15 minutes in. So I've got to fight
myself.
So
you've got yourself into a pickle, or you've got a pickle into yourself?
Both.
Good lad.
So I've got to fight myself, right? Little did I've never practiced in these trousers before that I was wearing, okay? So I give it my all. And what happened next was chaos. I ripped my trousers all the way down. Like, absolute all the way down, right? And let me say this. There is not a second I'm not on stage. So I've got to now think in my head. So I'm doing my monologue and I've got to think, what am I going to do here? I just decide, right, first section, trousers got to come off, got to do it in my boxes.
Right, here's what we don't do. We don't try and fix the trousers. We don't try and like sort
something
out.
The show must go on.
What we do is we just take the trousers off.
I just took the trousers off. I made a joke about it. Everyone knew. Everyone was laughing their heads off because it was funny. My trousers ripped, but it gets worse. I've got to do it with my trousers, and they weren't great boxers either. They were quite saggy boxers.
Oh,
you know, right. And there's a scene coming up where
there is.
You know, I can see the end now. The first section is nearly
on. Sorry, can you see the end, or is it just me? Yeah, no, I can't. It's them soggy boxes.
I know that the final...
You know that the end is coming.
I know, and I'm so excited, but then something happens, and I remember something's coming up. I have got to... This is all part of the play. I've got to check if this old man is alive. Right, and I've realised what I normally do is squat.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, my God, what's going to happen? I can't, not flexible, so I couldn't like bend down. I've got to really check if he's alive by holding his balls. Anyway, I did it.
His what?
Holding his neck like that. Pulse.
Oh, this is a ball.
Balls. Well, this is what... I teabagged him. I swear on my life. And you can ask the guy.
What do you mean, ask the guy? Oh, yeah, I know him,
Tommy Leonard, lovely lad. My balls went on his face. and everyone saw. So what was a joke at first and people were loving it got weird.
To the point where fell silent.
To the point where that's not right, that.
Someone in the audience went, hold on, that's not right, that.
I was doing so much to try and hold it, and then a little bollock just landed on his face like that.
This just isn't true, is it?
Oh my God, it's so true. Like, I swear on my life, I can get evidence that this happened. I can even get Tommy Leonard on, who was the guy, he was playing an old man. I teabagged him on stage. Wow. And it was just dead embarrassing.
Did he just, did he stay an actor and did he stay in it?
He just, he went, what the hell? He whispered to me and said, is that your fucking balls? He's supposed to be dead, but he's alive. And the second half, I did it in a skirt because that's the only thing I could find. I swear, I genuinely, I don't make shit up. That is 100% true.
That is mad.
Embarrassing story. My mum was in the audience. I'm a granny Una.
I
suppose it was quite far away, so they probably didn't see the balls.
Bad eyesight.
But anyone in the front row would have definitely seen the balls.
Really?
The balls. Only one. My left one.
Really?
Ethan, what's your most embarrassing story?
Well, funnily enough, I didn't know that we're going to talk about the Daryl stuff earlier and Daryl's stuff with coins, but once when I was in the sixth form common room at school, and it's very strict school, so we had to have silence. It was silence during
really?
The work.
Really? What, during break time?
During, like, session periods, so, like, people can, like, study when you've not got, like, a lesson at that point. So I was, like, studying or whatever, and then I was a bit asthmy, so I took a puff of my blue inhaler, you see. And when I took a puff of my blue inhaler, I didn't realise there was a 5p coin lodged in the inhaler. And, so I took a big suck from my inhaler, and I was choking on this coin. And obviously it's really quiet in the common area. And I got told off by the teacher for, like, choking and making noise, and just like, what are you doing? Like, shut up, stop making all this noise. But I went proper pale, you know.
Did you get it out in the end? Did you have to, like, cough it up?
It's still there, no.
Well, you see, no, it went down in the end. I swallowed it. That was the route I took. But I don't know what happened to it.
You never found it the other end?
No.
You don't go sieving through, would you?
I would. 5p. Not letting that go to waste. Jesus Christ, got told off for swallowing a 5p. Why, do you think that was in there by accident, or do you think it was sabotage?
No, well, I lost...
Do you know people put conkers in car exhausts? To try and make them backfire and go fly out.
What, during the Troubles?
No, it just works.
What
up
are you
in the,
talking about?
It works up in the 2000s. Maybe if it's
IRA.
If it's autumn time, you can stuff a conker up someone's exhaust. But do you think someone put 5p in your inhaler to try and, you know, knock you off?
No, I just forgot to put the lid on my inhaler. No. I put it in the same pocket as my coins for the bus.
So, Steve, thank you very much for your emails and getting involved. Any more questions like that, get in. Sloppy Joe's
podcast@gmail.com.
I should really learn that. And you're in... You got there?
Something very important, Joe.
Okay, yeah.
Something incredibly important. We teased it at the start of the show.
Yeah.
The Sloppy Joe Army
is
taking shape. Now, the Sloppy Joe Army is... the best of the best,
yeah.
The top recruits, the ones we see the most potential in. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're a slopper. We're all sloppers here. You know, you can be a slopper, no problems. But if you want to join that slopper army, you want to join the cadet, lieutenant, captain, colonel, you want to join that through line to be the biggest and best that Sloppy Joe's has to offer, you've got to do something and go above
you've
and
got
beyond.
To. So we're handing out roles in our slopper army.
Yeah.
You've got to prove yourself.
Well, today we're giving out 5 cadet statuses. And with cadet status... comes a free t-shirt.
For a now, limited time.
No, don't say that.
Well, because you're giving out 100 free t-shirts. We're making no money.
Yeah.
Bankrupt.
I'm willing to do that for this show. The Slopper Army will be funded by the state at some point. And
for
when
20
it does,
shirts.
For 20 shirts. 5 cadets to announce.
Okay.
And here's how it works. You become a cadet. Then you do something extraordinary. You become a lieutenant. Mm-hmm. If you further do something more extraordinary, you become a captain. And a colonel is the highest rank achievable by the sloppers at home.
Yeah. You come to lunch with us that day.
You come to lunch with us. Who knows what happens at colonel, honestly. Every single week we'll be taking on more cadets. Today's cadets are as follows. William Kemp, who's got a YouTube channel. He's willing to plug it like crazy.
Oh, I love it.
And he'll wear our t-shirt on 100% of his vids. You're getting a t-shirt.
Mega.
I'll be coming to you for more information. Tim Keogh.
Yes, Keogh.
Tim Keogh is in a band. right? He's going to wear the Sloppy Joe's t-shirt on stage and film it.
Love
That's
it.
That's in front of an audience. That is getting the word out there to that audience. I don't think he's playing at Glastonbury. I think it might be the Dog and Swan around the corner. Max capacity, 16. Chris Strowther is a postman. He said his postal line is full of real, you know, interesting characters, let's put it that way, and he will wear that on his route.
Love it, yes, yeah? Mate.
You're getting a t-shirt, mate. John B, one of the greatest emails I've ever seen.
Yeah, he
wanted to get, he proved that he is a true slopper.
We could tweet a screenshot of that email, maybe, yeah.
We'll get John B's email out there. It was an incredible email. He just wants to be able to use the word slopper, shortened to SLPR at the start of his post.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You get like doctor, you get sir, you get OBE. Oh, yes. He wants to be John B, SLPR, slopper.
Love it,
you're
mate.
A slopper. You're a slopper. Welcome to the cadets. And finally, Viking Football has made one of the most interesting YouTube videos I have ever seen. The link will go in the description. It is an homage, a tribute to the show. So many inside jokes with some of the most sinister music ever seen on YouTube.
Weird,
incredible. So weird. Amazing. Viking Football, you are a cadet. Welcome to the Slopper Army. There's a Slopper Army entry list for this month. If you want to join the Slopper Army, make sure you go above and beyond. Get the word out there. Send us a funny email. Send us a video of yourself. Let us know what you're doing to get the Sloppy Joe's word out there. Welcome to the Slopper Army, cadets.
Welcome, everybody. Love it, love it, love it. Now, this wasn't in last week, and we're not always going to do every single feature, every single show. The magazine show took a little bit of a break last week, but it's brought it back.
Take a break.
I can't show you the front cover. This was an awful, awful headline.
Read the headline.
What?
We're not doing this one because it's not funny, but read the headline.
My husband died at first when our car broke down.
Read the actual one.
Right, we're going to go to this one. It's the headline, caught red-handed by his Bluetooth.
Oh,
yes, please.
Yes, please. Right. Infrared-handed, more like.
Hey.
Thank you.
Let me... Here we go. Welcome to our wonderful magazine show where we get these magazines that you probably buy at like WH Smith or whatever and we read them out. A bolt from the blue. Georgina found out the truth thanks to her hubby's Bluetooth. Mm. All right, this was written by Georgina herself. I've got to let you know that she goes on a lot about him loving gadgets
right. So
much. Aaron has always liked his gadgets, there's the first one.
Yeah.
I often wonder, does he like them more than me?
So he likes gadgets.
Loves gadgets. When we first started going out, he also loved Grand Theft Auto
right. On
his games
console.
You could
argue that the games console is a gadget.
You could, yeah.
So you don't need an auto.
The first time I stayed over, and that's a load of rubbish this. Right, Aaron and Georgina have been going out for 15 years.
Oh, wow.
Married.
And gadgets have changed a lot in 15 years. It was, what was it, the Game Boy Advance SP 15 years
yeah,
ago?
Yeah,
now you've got a,
Xbox One?
What is the new one?
The thing is, when he isn't Xbox distracted One. By his games, his bike, his hi-fi, and his bike, again, his bike twice.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. Or his car, he's a decent bloke.
Oh, that's so nice. When he isn't, you know, shoplifting or kicking people or fighting or, you know, breaking stuff, he's a law-abiding citizen.
He is. When we're getting into things a bit more seriously, he really tried to cut down on his gadgets, his gaming, his golf, and his cycling. She keeps going on about it.
She doesn't want it. She doesn't obvious,
want
does
it.
She?
She doesn't want it. We got married, but then we couldn't have kids. So we had been for 15 years and we just accepted the idea that we couldn't have kids. Oh, so he just kept loving his gadgets. And like you said, gadgets got really, really good. Then one day, something changed. I guess it happened over time.
Firmware update.
I guess it happened over time, but I noticed it just one day. Aaron hadn't kissed me or told me he loved me or we didn't have sex for ages. He always seems to be busy at work on his bike and his clubs and payments.
Why is he just doing them
she
all at once?
Him up.
Like a one-man band covering gadgets, like a DS under there. He's got a bike underneath him. On top of his head, he's got some sort of like Google glasses or something.
She loves just talking about that, how much stuff he gets
we
up
get
to.
We get it, he likes gadgets. Golfing a gadget, anyway.
He always seems to be at work, out on his bike, or at the golf club, and he's never doing anything with me. And since he got his new Audi, he was forever going on about how great it was. How dare he love the Audi more than me? I was happy with my 17-year-old Corsa.
That's a new boyfriend.
He's filling
all the roles that her husband doesn't do.
So one day, things got too much. I decided to dress up dead sexy, and when he came in, passionately kiss him on the lips.
She dressed up like Game Boy Advance.
Control this. Anyway, when he came into the hallway, we started kissing, but he didn't want it, pushing me away and saying no. And that's when the argument started.
Yeah.
That carried on for the next few days. I needed a break from Aaron, so I told him I was going to my mum's for the weekend. I said, you'll be all right. You've got your games, your golf, your biking. You'll love it. I said, I'm going to take his new Audi, though, as it's a long drive and my Corsa was on the brink. I was surprised how quickly he agreed. 10 minutes later, I was packed and ready to walk out the door. I got into the car and turned the engine on. But when the engine started, I could hear Aaron's voice. It's me. She's gone, baby. Get round here now.
No!
Hello? 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 Baby, are you there? All of a sudden, I realised his Bluetooth was still connected to the car and he couldn't wait 2 minutes before calling his side piece to come round and give him what for. I stormed back in. I stormed back in and had him out with him. We've been apart for 8 months now. He still loves his tech, his golfing and his bike. Good riddance to him.
Wow, what a story.
Imagine his absolute shock when he realised what was happening.
Well, you know what, actually, here's the thing. For her, I'm glad she found out.
Yeah.
I can't believe it took that long, though.
Yeah.
If all of those things aren't happening for that amount of time, and he clearly loves other stuff more than her, it's a shame that it had to go that way, but we know it's for the best.
Yeah, we know it's
He loves his gadgets. He loves his golf, his car, his bike, his He loves it all. But he didn't love her. And you know what? It's the worst way to find out. Imagine that.
Sponsor a puppy. Guy dies at first. Sponsor a puppy. 89p. Your magazine show will return next week on the Sloppy Joe's podcast.
God's sake.
I think, you know, I was really struggling at the start of this episode. Yeah, I maybe didn't give it away. I'm a professional. I feel great now.
Yeah.
Well, not really. But I feel like I could have something to eat.
Oh, nice.
Do you want to come with me?
Like
have you eaten? Have you eaten?
I could eat.
We could eat. Episode 3, I think it's an absolute belter,
absolute
mate.
Absolute classic.
It was one of my... I've never laughed that much. I can't wait to watch back him producing his 9 out of 10 club again. Absolutely. Maybe die laughing. Yeah, so do us a favour. Tell your mates that might like podcasts to get onto this one. It's great. Every Tuesday, we bring it out. And listen to the audio one and then come and watch it again, the video footage, because it's just as funny. I've loved it. Thank you very much.
I've loved it. Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Ethan.
To the wave.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Again to Ethan. That's down, Ethan.
Get your weird thing out. Wobble that.